My belief is that travelers are now looking for experiences and not looking for necessarily the fanciest hotels or the branded hotels and things like that. Like, they want something which is not cookie cutter and which is not mass in a sense. There are a lot of people who are looking for that. And there are plenty of products in India which provide you that non-cookie cutter experience with excellent quality.
Welcome to the Design Pataki podcast, a show that deconstructs the Indian and international design world with leading industry experts. I'm Isha Gupta, the founder of Design Pataki. Shruti is a science graduate who initially took the finance route by working with Merrill Lynch in New York. Today, her growing hospitality group has three brands, the Tamara Resorts for luxury properties, O Tamara for business hotels, and a mid-segment brand called Lilac, as well as four properties in Germany. Shruti strives to make Tamara synonymous with responsible tourism along with sustainability. Hi Shruti, thank you so much for joining us in the Design Pataki podcast today. I'm so excited to talk to you about responsible hospitality and everything that goes with it. I feel it's the need of the hour. So thank you for being here.
Thanks so much, Isha, for having me.
So my first question is the most obvious one, which is, what does responsible hospitality mean to you?
So at Tamara Leisure Experiences, we really try to emulate responsible hospitality in everything that we do. The kind of experiences that we try to create are those which combine phenomenal hospitality, right, in the typical sense of having great service, having great food, having great facilities, along with this idea of responsibility to society. And when we think about that, what we mean is considering our business as one which is not just looking at profitability, but one that is looking at sustainability in a larger sense. So looking at people, planet, and profit. And what we mean by that is that we consider that the impact that we are having on everybody and every place around us. So when we go into a destination, we consider what is the kind of environmental impact that we have when we are designing, when we are building, and then of course, while we're operating, are we creating something which seamlessly integrates into that environment, or are we becoming a burden to that environment? We also consider how we affect the people of that community as well. So we look at, are we employing people from the local community? How much are we employing? Are we providing them with fair opportunities to engage with us? Are we providing them with opportunities to become our vendors, to become people that engage with our guests, even by providing local experiences to them? And we look at all of these various factors. And then, of course, I think on the profitability side, we're a business which is striving to be an institution. So we're not a flash in the pan type of a business. We're one that is really looking to be here to sustain for a very long time. And as per that, we are looking at sort of responsible practices in governance and in our policy making and everything that we do in terms of running a good business and one that will last for a very long time.
You know, I think it's really interesting because you talk about people and planet and profitability. And a lot of people, there's a misconception that all three don't go hand in hand. Can you elaborate a bit more on that?
Sure. Actually, you know, it's an interesting concept, right? When you think about the triple bottom line and you really get a little bit deeper into it, you kind of develop the opposite opinion in a sense, because when you think about, for instance, planet, and one of the things that we do in relation to planet is conservation of resources, right? So, reducing the amount of water we use, reducing the amount of electricity we use, reducing the amount of waste that we produce. A lot of that actually leads to, more profitability in a sense, right? Because you're actually reducing your consumption and your expense as per that consumption. So what I have found is that in terms of, when it comes to these elements, what's really required is thoughtfulness. And that thoughtfulness needs to be there in terms of looking at the entire life cycle of a hotel, in our situation, right? So when we are considering our hotels, we look, you know, we, like I said earlier, we design, we build, and then we operate. And so we have sort of the ability to see it very holistically. And I think when you do that, when you see things a bit more holistically, and you kind of take this wider perspective on it, you are able to see how it all sort of fits together. Like another example of this is in people, right? You want to provide your guests with local experiences. You want to provide them with local food. Who better to provide that than local people, right? Who have grown up with that culture for generations. And so it makes a lot more sense when you really just look at it a bit more wider. And that's what we've seen. It's really, they are not contradictory at all. They're actually very complementary. It is sometimes difficult. I mean, sometimes you do have to make certain sacrifices on one side or the other, but we strive to be as good as we can, you know, and do as best as we can to ensure that that balance is there. And so, you know, we try to maintain that as well as we can. It's not always perfect, but we're trying.
No, I completely understand. And, you know, that brings me to my next question is, y'all operate across, you know, the luxury segment, the business segment, as well as the mid segment. And sustainability has, again, a misconception that it's within the luxury segment, right? So how do you apply responsible hospitality across all of them?
So it does need different application in all the three segments, right? Because the businesses are different fundamentally. In a lot of ways, they are quite different in how you approach them. But it is, again, I mean, there are opportunities to apply this idea of sustainability or, you know, this triple bottom line to every one of those segments, for sure. In luxury, I think it's, you know, it's quite, you have a lot to play with, actually, in luxury, because you have guests who actually really appreciate it and their interests are more aligned to yours, right? So typically, and especially today, and in India specifically, we're seeing a lot more guests who are interested in sustainability. And so when it comes in the luxury segment, it's very easy to sort of educate and align our guests and our employees to this concept of sustainability. In business hotels, it's interesting. Again, I go back to sort of this idea of, you know, the life cycle of a hotel. So for instance, what we did in our brand Obaitamara is we looked at the systems, the efficiency of the systems within the building, right? So we looked at the air conditioning systems, the plumbing systems. We looked at the design of the windows, the glass that we use. What kind of glass are we using? Are we using, you know, ones that have the appropriate, you know, solar heat gain factor? We looked at the size of the windows. One of the most common mistakes that hotels make is that they make these very large windows, but then a portion of those windows are covered by curtains from the interior. And what that leads to is heat gain, because you still have the windows, you have excessive heat gain, but it's not really impacting guest experience in any way because you have these curtains, which are blocking the view anyways. So we, you know, were very conscious about how big our windows were. So we ensured that the curtains were laying over you know, brick as opposed to over the windows. And that what it does is it reduces the heat gain in the room, right? It makes it, you still have a beautiful view, you still have a large window, but it reduces the heat gain significantly, you know, nearly 30%, because that's how much the curtains would have covered. And then what that does is it allows you to bring down the AC load for the building. And your entire calculation of that changes because the load itself, you know, it comes down, and therefore your operating costs comes down. Similarly, I mean, we've looked at, for instance, a lot of exterior shading. That's another thing that, you know, exterior shading is far more effective than interior shading. So our public, we have a restaurant which has a beautiful sort of glass structure over it. And there, instead of putting, you know, what typically is done is people will put interior shading, you know, curtains, that sort of a thing. We put exterior shading. And what that does is immediately it cuts the sun before it comes in. And that means that, again, you're reducing the heat gain significantly and not having that glass house effect that a lot of similar spaces could have. So it's about applying it differently. And then, of course, I think what works really well in mid-segment and business segment, again, is sort of small changes, right? And small ways in which you change the guest experience. And, you know, we really try to bring the guests into our journey. So for instance, you'll see one of the things that drives me crazy is in a lot of hotels, they have these sort of single serve, small little plastic bottles on conference tables. And it drives me crazy because it is one of the largest waste producers, you know, ever. And customers are not, they're not really, it's not for their convenience really that this is done anymore, but you know, most hotels are still very stuck to it. So we were very conscious that when we started our own banqueting facilities and, you know, and all of that, we were doing events that we were providing our own, RO filtered water that we were bottling in-house extremely hygienically and placing them on the tables so that people could serve themselves, you know, as per their own needs. But we were providing them in, like I said, glass bottles that were bottled on our property. We save enormous amounts of plastic every year as a result of that. There's tons and tons of plastic which don't go to landfills because of that one thing that we do. And that is what you can do in a business hotel or in a mid-segment hotel. It's not rocket science. You know, when I think about sustainability in all these different segments, it's really not rocket science. It's just about putting a little bit of thought to it and making sure that everyone is aligned to that message.
Right. No, I completely agree with you. I think consciously, I've stopped opening plastic bottles unless it's really necessary at that point of time. And I have always written to general managers saying, hey, listen, this is my feedback. I really don't think you should have bottles at the banquet or at so-and-so. So I completely understand what you're saying. But having said that, I've also met general managers who say, and this actually leads me to my next question, who say they cannot afford to have a filtration plant or they're not able, they don't have the means to have glass bottles, et cetera, not able to make that change. So how do large hospitality companies help smaller hotels and boutique properties in reaching their green goals? Is there any way that there could be a support system or does that already exist?
I think, at this point, it is really hard. I'm not going to lie, right? Because, you know, the industry itself, especially if you look at the industry in India, there are sort of these misaligned interests, for instance, right? So typically what happens in the hotel industry is that you have a developer who's building the building, and then you have an operator who comes in. And, you know, the builder wants to build it as cheap as possible, and the operator wants to run it as efficiently as possible. And sometimes there is this misalignment. One of the things I missed before in saying was, for instance, in our mid-segment hotel, we're putting up solar panels, and because we realize the long-term gains of having solar is enormously higher than taking, you know, power off the grid. And particularly now, as we're seeing sort of consumable, you know, the rates and what's happening with all of that, right? And so, you know, I think that at this stage, it is very difficult for a lot of hotel owners. I understand that. But at the same time, I think what larger hotel chains can do is start to be more open about good practices, best practices. I also think that one of the biggest services that the larger hotel brands could do is just start measuring and benchmarking, because they have the bandwidth to do that, right? So for instance, you know, we measure our energy consumption, we measure our water consumption, we measure how much waste is produced, we measure how much food waste is produced in our cafeterias, in our restaurants, and then how much compost can be created from that waste. If large hotels started doing more of just measurement, what it would allow us to do as an industry is really set good benchmarks for the entire industry and kind of tell each of us sort of where should we be aiming to be, right? You'll have people, you know, and there are people who are already doing a great job. And so I think if we could say, okay, this is the goal, right? I mean, this is as good as, and we could start sharing, like I said, best practices. I think we would make a lot more headway a lot faster. And that would be a really nice thing to see.
Yeah, no, I completely agree, because I feel like it would help everyone grow at the same time, especially towards the right direction, which is, you know, responsible hospitality. You know, what have been some of the roadblocks that you all faced in making these changes or applying these ideas and principles to the hotels?
In our organization, I don't think we've had too many roadblocks. I think it, you know, the primary roadblock that would have been seen, I think, had we not had this from the very beginning, is really in aligning everybody to this, right? Because, you know, in our organization, what we do have a person who is, you know, head of sustainability, but he has a very large sort of team of people, of volunteers from all of our various properties who sort of coordinate and work with him to ensure that we achieve our sustainability goals. So it really isn't one person's KRA. It's everyone's KRA. And it's actually there in their formal KRAs. You know, sustainability is a part of that. And that means that we have buy-in from everybody. But I think that is often the hardest thing, right? Like you said initially, there's this sort of mind block saying, okay, it only works here. It doesn't work there. You know, it works in this way. You can't do it in that way. And a lot of times traditional hoteliers, what I see is that they're very unwilling to experiment to see if guests will be accepting of something new, you know? So for instance, one of the things that we did many years ago was put in little aerators into our taps in the rooms. And what they did is actually reduce the water flow significantly, but it didn't reduce the water pressure necessarily by much. Now, again, if, you know, a lot of hotels are very hesitant to do this because they're like, oh, it's a 5-star hotel, for instance, like if we reduce the water pressure or we reduce the water flow, like, you know, the guests will immediately know and they'll complain and da, da, da. But, you know, there's two parts to this. One, yes, maybe a few guests will complain, but the thing is, we need to be sort of at the forefront in educating and saying, hey, listen, you know, hotels are some of the largest consumers of water. We have to be more vigilant about this. We have a serious water problem in most of the communities in which we work. And so we have to be more vigilant. And number two, you know, the other thing to realize is most people don't even realize. They don't realize that this is a, you know, the water pressure has changed or anything. And so we have to slowly do these experiments and find out, you know, is there something, you know, what can we do? You know, is there, you know, is it okay? Like, you know, test things out, and sometimes it'll work, sometimes it won't, but it's important for us to do that.
And I think once something becomes a norm, it kind of gets accepted automatically across the board. Then a guest doesn't really expect any different because they just see it as it is. They don't know any different from that. You know, the other thing I wanted to ask you about is, and also touch upon, is global expansions by Indian hospitality groups. And in 2016, y'all acquired a Holiday Inn in Germany. So could you tell us more about that and how that came about?
Sure. So we actually now own 4 hotels in Germany. And it's been a great experience. We have the Holiday Inn in Gütersloh. We have the Prize Hotel in Hanover, the Courtyard by Marriott in Wolfsburg. And most recently, we've purchased the Moxie in Bremen. And it's been a really nice experience. The reason we did it, and I get asked this question, why Germany, quite a lot, is because it really provides our portfolio a very nice balance. You know, in India, we own our land, we build our assets almost entirely, and we operate them. And it's a huge risk. We get, you know, the huge risk, huge reward in that sense. You know, it's been a phenomenal experience, but it is quite risky, right? And India as a country has certain risks associated with it. And so when you think about Germany, which is a, you know, a different sort of a market, a very sort of much less risky in a sense market, it gives a very nice balance to our investment portfolio. And what it also has done is sort of get us to be able to have sort of a foot, you know, outside of India. And so we are looking actually to be able to operate something outside of India soon. And that's something that, you know, we'd like to pursue actively. And we're looking forward to that. But what we've done over the last few years in creating that investment portfolio outside of India is it really has just given us a great balance and allowed us to, you know, just have a presence elsewhere as well.
Right. And my last question is going to be, what do you think are the main design themes that are shaping the Indian hospitality landscape?
Yeah, so I think, interestingly, what's happening is sort of a return to some of the looking at materials which are more local and sort of more, you know, things almost like traditional materials, right? So, for instance, in Kerala, where we have a hotel that we're, you know, currently designing, and we're thinking of using, you know, laterite stones, for instance, in a lot of the places, which is a very traditional, locally, you know, purchased material. But what it does is it gives you a really nice flavor for bringing a traditional material into a contemporary setting and kind of building that appreciation and then applying it a little bit differently than what it was in the past. I think one of the other things that I see is that people are generally more climate conscious, right? And therefore the design has to be appreciative of that. So looking at how, you know, how the sun falls, how the sunlight falls, how the air moves, these are all incredibly important. You know, coastal regions especially, I mean, we have to be more conscious about what is really impending in a sense, right? Making sure the structures are strong or elevated, depending on what kind of structure and things like that. I think that these are some of the things that, you know, I do see a lot coming in. But what we really enjoy doing is really this concept of bringing in traditional materials and applying it differently and applying it in a way which is sort of interesting, which gives you that sort of local flavor, but in a much newer, sort of fresher way.
Right. No, that makes so much sense. And I can imagine, you know, more tourists being attracted to that concept as well and to be attracted to more locally developed ideology behind the property. But thank you so much, Shruti. This has been amazing. And I've had such an insightful conversation as what I like to call sensible, sustainable solutions as your PPP. This is my SSS conversation. But thank you so much. It's been so insightful to talk to you about responsible hospitality.
Thanks, Isha. It was lovely speaking to you as well.